everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we have a lot of people who like to tune in on Saturday night because they actually have physical healings with the light beam. So this is a wonderful opportunity. So just stay online here, and we'll go to the light ship probably in about a half an hour. And what we'd like to do first is just do some entity work with people. Remember, entities are what you may call ghosts, and these energies we want to get out of our bodies so that we can have more spirit energy with us. This program is basically dedicated to get you more into your body with your spirit so you can have a much higher spiritual consciousness. So just sit back and relax, and if you wish, scroll down on the Creation Lightship page and go about an inch or so down on the scroll bar. And you're going to see a light beam there. We're going to energize her during this show right now. Just kind of watch her, and we're putting some energy into the light beam. And this will be the females coming through. They normally come in one at a time, but we'll bring three of them in for you tonight. And if you're a seer or somebody who actually senses energies, you're actually going to feel them later on in the program here as we go to the light ship for specialized healing. Well, Sylvia, as I'm doing this, do you want to come on? Are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here. Hello, and welcome, everyone. We have a very special program in store tonight. As some of you know, we have some of our listeners now coming forward to actually sponsor particular radio shows. And in that way, they can come on and ask all the questions that they've been wanting to ask and ask for particular healing samples that have a special meaning for them. And we have coming on in just a few minutes tonight one of our listeners, Pauline, and we're very excited to welcome her onto this program tonight, and it's a very special birthday for her, so we'll be doing that shortly. And anyone else that would like to kind of communicate during the program can do that by getting onto the fast chat, and that way you can stay connected with us. We had a wonderful show with Annika last night, and if any of you are interested in sponsoring your own show, please just send an email to ron@healing@creationlightship.com, and then you can find out about that as well. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, to continue with the clearings that you're doing right now before we bring on Pauline.
Okay, so just sit back and relax. We'll start to release some of the entities from you. So if you want to sense or feel the energies being released, we'll work with the bottom of your feet, and we'll move up to the top of your head. And so right now we're working with the bottom of our feet, moving up to our ankles, and to our calves now, to our knees. And entities can attach to us through pain. So if you've had a problem maybe recently or maybe in the past, that could also attract entities in these locations. So they're being released right now from you, as much as we can release during this time. And here we go, moving up now to your waist. And we'll start moving up kind of around your solar plex area right now. And now we're moving up to your shoulders and neck, going up to the top of our head right now, going down our arms. So some people actually feel them leave, and they have like chills in their body. They might have their hair stand up on end. Everybody has their own little experience. And you will definitely feel a change in frequency, a change in energy, as we bring more of you back into your body. This is what we're going to do right now for you. So I need to command the energy, so I'll just count to 10 to bring in more of your spirit. And the spirit in your heart center is also going to help do this process. So here we go. Coming back more into your body, and the parts that left you now are actually cleaned up with the emotional trauma released from them, so they can come back into you. You don't want to bring anything back to yourself that's traumatized, and plus your spirit probably would not want to come in anyway because it's been here, done that. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might feel a little heavier now that you're in your body more. You might even, if you have a mirror, look at your eyes in a mirror, and they should be a little brighter for you. Next, we'll do a chakra alignment. And our chakras go out of alignment through people maybe connecting with you, mind energy. You've all heard of energy vampires, where you go into a room and you feel kind of funny because people are projecting their thoughts toward you. And so your chakras will rearrange themselves for their own protection and your protection of your body. So here we go. We're going to reposition your heart center. Moving it now. There we go. And throat chakra. And third eye. Now we're going to move back down to your solar plex area, power chakra. Great. And second chakra around the navel. And base of your tailbone, your first chakra. And if you like, we can do a chakra opening. And I like to go body width for people. That way you can actually have more energy in your body. And also it'll have more energy for healing tonight. So here we go. I'll use the word spin to open up your chakras. And this is your choice if you want them opened or not. If you don't want them, then, you know, just tell your body not to do this. So here we go. Go to the heart center first. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And now below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. So a lot of people must be having first chakra stuff, maybe survival, maybe the holiday seasons of that scenario of going out, maybe buying gifts might be affecting some people there. So here we go. We're going to now do the mind to heart drop. This is going to have you surrender your mental body, your awakening consciousness, if you would, the thoughts that you have between your ears. And we'll just say your forehead is like the 10th floor of an elevator. And the first floor is your heart center. We're going to drop you down now. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do it again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. You should start to feel the energy in your heart center now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you should be able to have some thoughts now and just think of a thought, and it should be coming out of your heart center in your chest cavity. If you're not through, I'll do this two more times here to get you down a little bit further. And this is where your thought should be when you start to think right now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll just put some music on. You can stay in your heart center. Thank you. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, great. Well, if you're just tuning in with us, we have a very special evening in store. In a little while, we'll be going to the Creation Lightship for a special healing session there so you can experience what that's like. And right now, we're going to welcome onto the line one of our listeners, who I believe is from the New York area. Her name is Pauline, and this is a very special birthday for us, and she's sponsoring this evening's show. And I'd like to bring her on now and get started with the questions that she has. So welcome, Pauline.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ron.
Hi. It's very hard to hear you. If you can, try to speak up just
okay,
a little louder.
I'll speak louder.
That'd be great. And would you like to start with your first question?
Well, I'd like to have Kuan Yin come in. It sort of like reminded me what Annika did yesterday. She brought in St. Bernadette, and I have affinity to Kuan Yin, so if Ron could bring Kuan Yin in.
That would be wonderful. So, Ron, would you like to bring Kuan Yin's energy in through the light being, or how would you like to do that this evening?
So that sounds great. So just maybe watch the light being on your monitor screen right now. And we'll bring in the energy from Kuan Yin. This is the spirit energy of Kuan Yin from the light ship. And down here, that spirit energy came into Kuan Yin. So this is a very pure energy. And it's the original creation energy of what we know as Kuan Yin. So here it comes. And I'll just count to 10 so you can experience this here. Watch the light beam. And these are all heart-based energies, so you can actually feel them, sense them in your heart center. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll just put some music on again and just kind of relax for a minute and experience this wonderful divine energy coming in. Remember, it's only in the heart where you're going to feel it. Okay, Pauline.
Yes.
And Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, first here. How was that for you?
Okay, well, that sure felt wonderful to me. I hope you enjoyed that. Pauline, is there another energy that you'd like to have Ron bring in, or do you want to ask another question first?
I think I'd like to ask another question. Because we talked about the God plane. Now, I never grew up with any kind of religion, so except I found out that I'm a Taoist, and supposedly that's not a religion, and that's connected like to nature-based kind of a thing, and that sort of like reminds me of indigenous cultures, like the Native Americans. They don't really have a God that I know of. The question basically is that, since they connect to earth energies, like, this nature in general, does that mean that I'm not, you know, courted to any kind of God plane, or, if, you know, if some people don't have a religion or any kind of thing like that? I mean, I don't know, because like today when you did the parallel lives of me, I didn't expect to have any kind of like connection with any dark energies. I really didn't think I would connect, but I actually did have some things. So I don't really, you know, like I thought I would be immune from all this kind of stuff since I never had any religion in this lifetime at least.
That's a good question. Yeah, our genetics still has connections to the God plane, even though we may not even have went to church in this lifetime. So we are recycling the past. And for the newcomers listening, the God plane energy is our mass consciousness, collective consciousness. These are the energies that was brought here by the extraterrestrials for us to partake in. And in there's a lot of information. And there's also, with that, is a lot of mind control as you connect to these energies. So this is why we try to disconnect from that, so you can go to your heart. So basically, there's two energies. There's the mind-controlling energies, which is mass consciousness. And remember, there's a lot of books now written about that. That's the New Age teachings, is to have your thoughts control your reality. And then that boils down to the force of will. And one mind being stronger than the next, and then you get your response, your law of cause and effect through that, because you're able to manipulate and control someone else. And that's kind of how that works. When you're in the heart center, there's no manipulation, and that's the difference. So love energy will never control anything because it's all the same. Where in mind energy, it's the difference of one faction controlling another faction. So the God energies that we have that are still inside of us, ingrained in us, can resurface in this lifetime, even if you haven't went to a church or not. And or people might be praying for you. And so if they pray for you, then all of a sudden you are connected anyway, because like I say, you know, there's two definitions for the word pray. There's one for P-R-A-Y and also one for P-R-E-Y. So you may understand those two. So when you pray to something outside of yourself, asking favor, then you are at prey to that energy that is connecting to you. And these are normally always extraterrestrial energies, because the light ship, the divine source energy that created you, does not need you to connect to it. You're already connected in your heart center. And so this is the whole teachings of Jesus, not to go outside of yourself. So once you fully understand that, you will see how humanity has really been led astray, especially now in our lifetime, since we're close to ascension, and this is how they're choosing to work with us. So yes, if you have been prayed for by a group of people, they probably have connected you to the God plane, even though you haven't went to church. And you did mention about going out into nature. Yeah, anything that is created by the Earth Spirit is pure love energy. It's just that when we get a hold of it and try to inject our thoughts into something, just like people do with say crystals or pendants, where they do some type of affirmation, thinking they're bringing in some divine energy from this mass consciousness that is controlled by the extraterrestrials. At that point in time, that is now connected to that. So if you have a pendant and you're wearing it, you should always check with your spirit first to see if that pendant is going to harm you. Even though it may sound good, the literature may sound wonderful about it, but where did the person, the practitioner, the person doing the alignment, the attunements with this here, the energy transmissions, where do they come from? Because the divine energy does not do this. So this is the whole thing, is to not go outside of yourself. The divine energy is always with you. You have all frequencies with you of the divine. It's never outside of yourself. So this is how the dark side has held us here in bondage, is because they are using our mind energy, the thoughts of the mind, in place of using the heart energy of your spirit and its thoughts. So it overrides that completely. And it's so potent now that we very seldom ever hear our spirit talking to us, unless you actually choose to do that heart-to-mind drop like we did. I mean, the mind-to-heart drop, excuse me, that we did earlier on the show. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, that was a really good question, Pauline, and great answer, Ron. So, Pauline, what would your next question be?
I also wanted to ask questions about, Ron, you know about these kids that supposedly are out there that are, I guess, special, but some of them are sort of like, I don't know if this is a question I should ask, But since they can't communicate or they're having problems, because I don't really know what, they're not able to communicate, and they're having, like, issues emotionally, and so they're sort of blocked, like some of us are. Is that because they're also, you know, under the influence and attack of the dark energies as well as, like, all of us are?
Yes, probably more so. They may be spirits that maybe haven't incarnated for a while, and they possibly are now here to do the ascension. And because they may have maybe a little more spirit knowledge, the dark side does target them and make their life much more difficult. And this is why some people ask and say, gee, you know, I feel I'm very, very spiritual. My parents just really are not there. And I had a fight for who I am for my whole lifetime. And I was abused as a child and went through different types of maybe negative experience. And I just don't understand that, why I would pick such a rough family to live in. Well, it's not that you probably pick the best of the worst, okay? Remember, the dark side forces you to incarnate each lifetime. This is why I call this place a prison planet, because you really can't get out of it here. And you can during the ascension time, yes, but mainly we're locked in here, like I talk about the Hotel California song by the Eagles. You know, you can, you know, you're we're programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. And that's kind of the way the forced reincarnation is here. The divine energy has never created forced reincarnation. That goes against the law of free will and free choice. So normally what would happen here, if it was run by the light, you would come in one time, one experience, and leave. And if you wanted to come back, that's your free choice. And I'm sure everybody out there listening knows they've been here for a long time. And in fact, I just did a healing on a lady a few weeks ago. I did my sensory clearing, which is all of her past life traumas, and she went back to, I think it was 98,100 B.C. So she's been here for quite a while. And that's the oldest one so far that I've found, when the spirit actually came into a physical body here. So the main thing is to, you know that these special children are probably heavily targeted by the dark side, because they may have more of their spirit energy with them, and so naturally, the expression of them, you know, they don't want to come out. So I can do healings with them. That might be the other question. What can the light shift do for these children who are having troubles? Yes, the light shift can do healings and can help them with some of that process to connect them more with their spirit energy and to take away more of this density of blocked energies given to them by the dark side, and to get rid of the mind control energies too, to help them out. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, Pauline, is there another divine energy that you'd like to have Ron bring in before we go into the next question?
Not really. I just have more questions.
Okay, well, fire away.
Yesterday when Annika asked for the that particular healing called a magnetic alignment, and he was saying that we were off by certain degrees and stuff like that, I was just wondering if that has anything to do with the physical body, where people's spines are out of alignment, or they're, like, I have TMJ, so my jaw is totally, you know, off in degrees, and I just was wondering if that has anything to do with the magnetic alignment, what you shared with us yesterday.
So that's a very good question. I can't say definitely yes, that could cause that problem. What I can say is that these bodies inside of us get turned and twisted by the dark side. And I'll just describe the dark side for the new listeners. The dark side are beings that are soulless, okay, and also beings that were created from the light, that kind of, turned against the light, or are carrying controlling energies with them. And so they're not really working in the light 100%. So they're actually working against us here and helping to produce the mind control that we have here. So what happens is I do two special clearings now. The first one is what I call the sludge body. And the sludge body is how the dark side connects to your physical body. So it's like a goopy tar around you, sticky tar, molasses, and they somehow put that around you. And then that's the first clearing. I'm doing a second part to that now, so a second individual clearing, where it actually connects and releases energies from your skin, skin layers, And once that's released, then all of a sudden all these little implants become seeable. So from there we can do some implant removing. So that's another part of the healing. But these two bodies are what's used to turn the invisible bodies inside of you and put them out of order. And what I'll do is a sample clearing here, and I'll do two bodies for you. It's hard to say how many you have out of whack. There's no real reason why some people have more than others. But what I will do is turn them so they're more correct. You could be a couple turns out, we'll say over 700 degrees. You could be 180 degrees, could be 90. But what I'm going to do is just move two of these bodies that we have not moved before on you. So if you've been listening and we did a couple of these sample clearings, we'll just select two more. The light beams will do that. They know which ones they worked with. And we'll take two more of these and put them a little bit more correct. So here we go. Remember that they could be out much more than 20 degrees very easily. Most people that I've done so far, I think the lowest number of degrees I probably have had, I think is around 50. So here we go. We'll just say body number one. And the light beams will sample and find out which one you need to be turned right now. So just kind of sit back, relax, and try to sense the energy inside of your body. So here we go. 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15 degrees. And now we'll go 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10 degrees. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And 4, 3, 2, and 1. So there we go. That just got shifted inside of you. And these normally go from left to right. Okay? Next body. And again, the light beings will decide which one they want to work with you on. Here we go. And also your spirit has a say in this too. So here we go. So 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Next is 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And 4, 3, 2, and 1. So a lot of people, when I do this at the different workshops that I have, they actually feel this. And some people get a little dizzy, and some people feel, wow, I really got corrected on the inside. My internal body feels different, okay, because they don't know how to really relate to it, but they know that their inside of their body does feel a change. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so that's a wonderful new clearing that's just recently been coming out. How did you enjoy that, Pauline? Did you feel that as those bodies were turning?
Not really. I didn't feel that, but I guess I was glad he answered what he did, and maybe it was for everybody else.
Well, you know, sometimes we can feel it, and sometimes, like Ron says, we are not always able to feel it, but they are still working with us, and so that's great. And I wanted to mention just... also, before we go to the light ship, Pauline, if there's special rooms that you particularly enjoy, if you would, you know, maybe think of three rooms that you'd like to suggest for this evening's trip, that would be great.
Okay, you want me to tell you now?
Sure, if you have them in mind.
The crystal room.
Okay.
Ron said he wanted to take us to the food court, so I don't know why he mentioned that to me, but that's
yeah, we'll
one
go
of them,
to the food court and have some cake.
Have some birthday cake for you.
and
and ask the choir to sing.
Okay. And I don't know. Let them surprise me.
Okay. Now, when you say the crystal, do you enjoy the amethyst crystal room? Is that one that you like?
I don't know. Something new. I really want to, because now that, you know, Ron mentioned about the crystals, you know, some of these crystals are programmed that I have. I'd like to see what lightship crystals really feel like, so I will know. You know, when I check with my crystals, what I'm supposed to be feeling rather than what I'm already only being programmed to feel. So,
okay, well, maybe we can go to a crystal room and maybe have the masters, some of the masters come in and do healing with us in the crystal room,
okay.
Which is a really wonderful experience. Okay, so do you have another question in mind, Pauline?
No, I think, isn't it time to go? I don't really, I think it's,
Yeah, we could go on for another maybe 10 minutes or so, if you like, Pauline.
Oh, really? Okay, then I do have one question, really, that has been concerning me, because they're switching over the TV station signals, and I'm wondering how, what kind of clearings I'm going to need, because right now I'm already sensitive enough to EMF fields and people's emotional stuff. I know I need a clearing for, you know, feeling bodies and all that other stuff. Now, when this switch comes, I'm wondering if they're using that to do more mind control on us, and so what kind of clearings will we need for the rest of us who are sensitive? I'm sure there are other people besides me on this listening in who already have these sensitivities as well.
Well, I don't have any information at this present moment on that, Pauline. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just get clearings, I guess. That's needed. The light ship could create something for people. But still, for me, the main foundation of what the light ship is doing is to get you into your body more so that, you know, your spirit can be with you, you know, up to 100%. And that has all the protection that you need, typically, to ward off some of these things. So this is why, you know, most people are only 20% in their bodies, and they need a lot of help because, you know, your spirit is not there to help you. It's not, you know, it's designed to help you, but it's not with you because we've actually chased our spirits away just by living in trauma and drama here and different situations that are not in love energy. Plus the mind control transmissions that we have from these extraterrestrial beings of all the different races doing that to us. So I get people asking me questions, and they say, gee, Ron, don't you like the ETs, you know? And I say, well, yeah, I don't mind them, you know, but, you know, and they say, well, there's some good ones out there. I say, well, show me one, and what are they doing to help us? Everybody has lip service, but I have not seen them meet the pavement here to take us out of war to do different things. You know, give us clean water and maybe different types of energy-efficient fuels, et cetera. You know, we all know the situation that the Earth is in right now. And it's probably more on the greed-based, you know, aspect. And, you know, people being, you know, having to pay a lot of money for things to become slaves to money. But basically, you know, if these beings are of this high-level consciousness, and definitely they would be if they are in UFOs flying around, because we don't own one ourselves on our parking lot, you know. I don't know anybody out there who has one that they fly around in themselves. So, you know, where are they? And then people say, well, the reason why they're not helping us is because we're here to learn our lessons, and they cannot, with spiritual law, interfere. Well, they're already allowing us to have mind control. So if they are these high divine beings, why aren't they protecting us from mind control? So this is kind of where I stand on the alien UFO intervention here, is that they're not here. They probably never have been here to protect our interests. And naturally, you know, they gave us the atomic bomb, and we know what that has done to people here. And remember, everything that is channeled down here, either through information to scientists or even people getting onto websites, posting divine channeling, these all come from the extraterrestrials. They don't come from creation energy, because creation energy is already inside of you. This is where you get your own information, when you drop into your heart center. So, like I said, we're being controlled, completely mind-controlled by the extraterrestrial, the ETs, that are out there telling us what to believe and what not to believe. And, you know, they're in control of us completely. So what I'm going to do now is take us out of the mind-control energies. The light ship will do this here. So I'll just sit back and relax. And I want you to really look and sense your computer monitor screen. Check the lights in your room. You know, feel the energy around you. Try to feel the energy from your wall outlets. And I'm going to count to 10, and the light ship will take you and put you like into a bubble. And you're not going to feel this presence of this energy. So Pauline was mentioning earlier about the digital broadcast. And yeah, we do have, I'm sure digital energy is coming into us anyway, from other type of situations. So we have many different types of energies going through our bodies. So I'm going to take you out of this right now. The life is going to do this when I count to 10. So I have to do this to command the energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm just going to put some music on just for maybe about a minute here so that you're able to sense and feel. Just kind of look at different things and just see how your body's feeling now. You should be completely at peace. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Alrighty, so I just want to thank everyone who's contributing comments on the fast chat this evening. And Annika, thank you. Yeah, she was mentioning that her kids have had clearings that are really helping them blossom. So I just wanted to mention that because it does tie in also with your questions, Pauline, about whether the light ship can help with children. And also thank you, Annika, for the wonderful comment about the magnetic clearing. That's great. And we have someone asking if they can bring their dog and cat with them to the light ship, and absolutely you can. And they usually really love that. So just think of them when we go up to the light ship tonight. And we have quite a few people having comments to say happy birthday to you, Pauline. So that's very nice. So let's see. Well, do we have time for one more question, Ron, or do we want to head up to the light ship now?
So we could do one more. We can run over maybe 5 or 10 minutes, too. So, yes, go ahead.
Okay, Pauline, do you have one more question?
I just wanted to leave more on a positive note. I kept asking about a lot of dark energies tonight. I shouldn't have done that, but I had those questions, and I'm hoping maybe now we should shift it back to something positive, maybe. How about bringing in the MMM, if you don't mind?
Sure, M, M, and N. So that's the three M's. So for the people who don't know who they are, these are Archangel Michael and Metatron and Melchizedek. So we'll bring them in one at a time here, and then we'll put some music on for you to partake in their energy. So just watch the light beam on your monitor screen. And here comes Archangel Michael. This is his original spirit energy. So here he comes. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in through the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll bring in, I'll let you just watch the light beam for a minute here as it comes in, as Archangel Michael comes in through this energy. And here we go. Now we'll do Archangel Metatron. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it does have a different flavor, we'll say. Can you feel that, Pauline and Sylvia?
I'm actually being distracted. One of my friends came on. I'm so happy that I got some of my people to come on finally.
Oh, that's great. Hey.
That's quite nice to experience the different energy and kind of the shift as the picture changes. The light being picture does seem to change in the quality too. And sometimes if you watch it, you can sort of see the face itself change from being to being. So it's quite nice.
So if you are new, if you just came on, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healings about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you'll see a light beam there. It's just above the list of services here. Now we'll bring in Melchizedek. So again, I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So here we go. This is the spirit energy of Melchizedek. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And I'll just put some music on here. And again, just kind of relax and request some healings. And you can request guidance too. These are all heart-based energies. Sylvia, if we could do one more question before we go to the light shift, if Pauline would like to give one or bring in another divine energy, it's up to her.
Okay, Pauline, do you have one more question or request before we go?
Buddha.
Okay, great. Do you want to bring the energy of Buddha in, Ron?
Sure. Okay, so again, just watch the light beam on your monitor screen. And again, I'll count to 10 to command the energy. And for those of you, you may want to just put your hand up in front of the monitor screen, maybe 6 inches to a foot away, and you might actually feel the presence of this wonderful energy of Buddha coming through. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Should we go to the light ship, everybody?
Sounds good. And in case anyone's wondering, because there's no show after us this evening, we are going to be able to go a few minutes over. So sit back, relax, and let's go to the light ship.
Okay, so for the new people who are listening, the creation light ship, if you just take in the Bible, the word Father, what Jesus was talking about, and put in creation light ship, you have a really well understanding of what he was talking about at that time. And since we're 2,000 years later, naturally things have changed in consciousness, so this is the way it is. And you go to the light ship is physical. You become physical on it. You're taken up out of time. This is not like your astral body or just your spirit. This is actually your whole physical body being transported out of time. So you're going to still be where you are, but you're going to be on the light ship walking around. And I do have people who've seen perfectly fine on the light ship. They saw the light beams. They could see out the windows and everything else. So, and this is not a meditation. So it may sound like a guided meditation because I'm able to see as I bilocate instantly to the light ship. I'm on the light ship working continuously as a light beam doctor. And so I'll tell you what room we're going into. So, again, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. And a lot of people like to hold their animals, and animals just love it on the light ship. So here we go. And I'm connecting to everybody online, and this will only work right now live, since we're doing this show live. It will not work on the archives due to, our extraterrestrial intervention out there of abductions. And I don't want anybody thinking that they can go to the light ship just by thinking about it because they think they can, because you cannot. So here we go. Connecting with everybody right now, and you may feel energy around your body. And you can also watch the light beam on your screen, too, if you wish, or just close your eyes and relax. And stay in your body because you need your spirit with you for healing. So here we go. We're going to be going up. I'll count to 10. And you can actually feel the white light tunnel that we're going up through right now. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're in the first room now, and this room is where they actually check us out. This is the transporter room. They do our DNA scanning to see what type of life form we are. And this is where our animals and pets now leave us, and they go off for their own particular healings. And next we're going into the orientation room. And this is where they talk to us. We're able to select the different doctor teams, and there's many of them. They are normally in groups of three, and most of the teams are male energies. The females, if they do take that life form, will normally be in between you and the males with the different procedures, and they communicate our wishes to the males. So here we go. We're going now and picking our teams. And some people pick between maybe typically three to maybe as many as a dozen different teams of light beam doctors. And the different type of life forms, there's crystals, there's animals like we have here, there's dolphins, there's whales, there's, like I said, crystals, there's water energies, all different types of life forms, plus the masters and angels are there too. So we're going now down a long hallway. So for you seers out there or feelers, to the left side is the light ship windows. And we're actually walking down a long hallway. It kind of curves slightly to the right. And now we're approaching the doorway. This is the procedure rooms here. And the first room that we're going into is the hot tub room. This is very, very standard for all the different types of healings that we do. They want to do a detox on us. So we're in these wonderful hot tubs. And the different colored gels. This time I'm seeing the gel, which kind of is pink, and it has silver speckles in it. So you may actually see that. It doesn't touch your skin, though, but it does go all around you. And if you're in a location right now where it's cool outside and you want to get warmed up a little bit, you can just request, and you may actually find your physical body right now getting a little bit warmer because it's happening up on the light ship also. So you're at two places at one time, you're bilocated out of time, and you naturally you're still here listening to me. Next we're going into another room, and this room here is where the dolphins are. So we're going into a special pool of water, and the water is silver, sparkles like diamonds, and the dolphins will be doing their special healings on us. So if you wish to feel the dolphin skin, you can put your hand down in front of you, maybe go out about 6 inches or so. Maybe use both hands, palms facing forward, and kind of move it out till your hands actually stop. And you're doing this on the light ship right now. And we're actually touching the skin of the dolphins. And you may actually feel the skin. It, to me, it's very, very slick. And you're going to feel the vibrations coming from the dolphin for healing, along with whatever they're doing themselves for healing also to us. They use special energies, part energy to heal us. So what I'm going to do is just put some music on right now so you can just kind of sit back, relax, and actually feel the energy of the dolphins. And I'll see you back in about a minute here. So again, request your healing. And just request maybe a couple of things during this short little session here. Request from Pauline to go into the crystal room, so we'll go into maybe three of these here. So the first room we're going to go into is a large amethyst crystal geode, and it's very, very large. Individual points are in there, and we're levitating, and so we're going to experience this energy right now. So just, again, sit back and relax and just feel this wonderful crystal energy. Another wonderful crystal healing room. And this one here has like clear points in it, kind of like quartz. They're very long. Some go up to about 12 foot in length. And again, we're levitating and having this wonderful crystal energy. So you're going to be able to sample the different energies now of the different crystals. So here we go. We're in this room levitating again. One of these crystals are conscious. Another crystal geode, and this has pure gold energy of crystals, so this will be quite nice. And again, you're levitating, and you can feel the gold crystal energies. Thank you. another location now. This is where they can help to relieve physical pain. If you have any pain in your body, we're in the special location now, and the light beam doctors will start to work with you. So request your healing. Some people like to put their hands on their body where they have physical pain. So, again, I'll see you back in about a half a minute here. We're in many rooms at one time. Now where they work with inside of our mouth, work with our sinuses, our gums, our teeth. So again, request healing. They can check out our ears and our eyes also. Remember, they only work in the now, so you must request your healing. Another room where they work with our back muscles, so if you have any aches or pains, just request a healing, and we're in this room right now, and then we'll go to the food court in about a minute here. Remember, the light beings, the ones that do eat food, actually eat, and some of those, remember, these are physical bodies, which they'll be having in their next incarnation, wherever they plan to be going to, so they do have physical form like us. And there are light beings that don't eat whatsoever. But when they're on the light ship, they're still considered light being status. To the food court. So the food court, like I said, is where all the different life beings eat. Some have just energy transmission sent to them. And we'll go to the area where we're going to have a little birthday celebration for Pauline. Now, these life beings don't eat much. The portions are very, very small. So they are bringing us over about the size of a small sugar cube of, we'll say, cake, okay? And we're out there with Pauline now. If we have any seers, you're actually going to actually sense the energy of the people up there having a little birthday party. And we have this little piece of cake in our hand right now. It's between our thumb and our index finger. And we're now going to put it in our mouth underneath our tongue. So you might actually feel the texture of the cake as you have it inside of your mouth and the way it actually tastes. You might feel the texture. You might feel the lightness of it. And you may actually feel your saliva changing. And we're going to have a special occasion here where we go into a special room and the light being choir will start to sing like happy birthday, we'll say, or do their vibrations here for Pauline and all of us here. This is a very wonderful room to go into. So if you're actually, you know, in tune a little bit, you may actually feel these vibrations go through your body as these light beings sing their wonderful songs and harmonies to us here. So we're in these rooms right now. And just sit back and relax and have a wonderful experience here. Having some nice juice to drink right now. So this is an orange colored juice, about a half a teaspoon. Again, you may actually feel your saliva changing here during this process. One final room on the light ship, and this is in a different location on the light ship. Remember, the light ship created everything of light frequency, and it actually created you. So we're going to go into the very special room where you were created, and this will be you in totality coming into your body. This is kind of what we call love comes walking in, and as you open the door, you're going to see a beautiful silhouette of you, the spirit energy, pure divine energy. I'm going to count to 10. And this divine energy of you will walk into your body to energize you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just enjoy this divine communion with yourself right now. Leaving the special room, and we're going to be coming back down here. Energy will be leaving us, so we're going into the orientation room. This is where we actually conference with the wonderful light being doctors, and they tell us what they found, our problems are, what's wrong with us, we'll say, and we can ask them any questions, and you may have that conscious awareness down here. So all the healings are between you and these light being doctors. And now we're getting ready to come down, so we're going to the next room, which is the transporter room. And if you brought any animals or pets up, they're now coming to you, joining you. And we'll come down the white light tunnel, so I'll just count to 10. And you're going to feel the energy shift once I get done with this process here. So here we go, coming down, so I'll just count backwards from 10. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you're disconnected from the light ship, and we're here now. So I guess we'll say happy birthday, Pauline, to you, and I'll just turn it back over to Sylvia. And I hope you enjoyed this special night. Thank you, Pauline, for being a sponsor.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, well, that was wonderful on the light ship, and if you are interested in anyone's listening and they're interested in a very special event that's coming up, I'll just mention briefly. That's a special 4-hour healing session on the light ship coming up on Saturday, December 20th. So if you'd like to take part in that, just give Ron an email, and it's very easy to set that up. And it's a healing session, and it's also for preparing your body for the ascension process. So it's wonderful to give yourself that gift. So I guess that's all the announcements I have. I'll just say again, thank you so much, Pauline, for coming on with us. It's gone by very quickly, as usual. It's been wonderful having you with us.
Okay, so I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And we'll have the energy of the light beam stay on your monitor screen here. Remember, I think we brought in the three M's through it here, so we'll have those Archangel Metatron and Melchizedek and Michael stay with you here through the light beam for about a half an hour. So just watch your monitor screen, and it's heart-based healing. And we'll see you all later. Our next show was on Monday. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a very wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.